my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening on this Friday, the 14th day of the month, halfway through, and Sunday. All right. Sunday, are you ready? Are you ready to listen to this? Sunday is Father's Day. Ha, ha, ha. You think Mother's Day was great. Well, you just watch what we have to look forward to on Father's Day. Well, quite frankly, most of the time it skips up on us or comes up on us, and it's not quite as big as Mother's Day. Mother's Day and Easter, the two biggest non-promotional Sundays of the year. They're just natural days that are big, and mothers come, and dads come, and the kids come. Everybody comes. It's great. But I want you to know that Father's Day is Sunday. Make it good for Dad. And then Monday, oh, what a day that's going to be. Monday is our 41st annual youth conference. I'd like you to pray for it, please. Pray now, starting today. Some will begin to travel today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and some be here Sunday after morning or Saturday night, some Sunday morning, some Sunday afternoon, some Sunday night after church, and others will be coming in Monday. They're driving in, they're flying in, they're coming from everywhere, and we look forward to it. He wrote my name. Well, there's a good song. Family, let's have you sing for us right now. I'm glad my name's written there.
The blessed Savior wrote my name. He saved my soul. He wrote that I had made right my every single wrong. He wrote my name on heaven's roll.
He wrote my name way up in glory.
Up in glory land.
He saved my soul.
Jesus saved my soul
from sin and shame.
From all sin and shame. Savior wrote my name. He wrote my name.
If I should live 1,000 years upon this earth below, I never could forget the day when Jesus wrote my name into the blessed book of life and took my many sins away.
From sin and shame,
from all sin and shame.
I never shall forget the day
the blessed Savior wrote my name.
He wrote my name
way up
in glory.
Up in glory land.
He saved my soul.
Jesus saved my soul
from sin and shame.
From all sin and shame. Blessed Savior wrote my name. He wrote my name.
He wrote my name.
My name.
Way up in glory.
Up in glory land.
He saved my soul.
Jesus saved my soul.
From sin and shame.
From all sin and shame.
I never shall forget the day.
The blessed Savior wrote my name. He wrote my name. Blessed Savior wrote my name. He wrote my name.
Oh, I'm glad my name was written down. I tell you what, it was written down so many years ago, I'd tell you, but then you'd know I'm an old man, and so I'm not going to do that. I will say, all right, I won't tell you how many years ago, but I will tell you, it was written down in 1956. I'm glad I'm saved. The fall of the year, the best I know, it was the late fall of the year. No one ever wrote it down. And you've heard me talk about this before. I talked to my dad, and he didn't write it down. And the sad thing is, he was the first one I went and told. And I remember telling him, I said, "Dad, you remember I told you?" He goes, "Well, son, I don't remember that." Oh, my goodness. Well, then I said to my mother, "Well, you remember?" She goes, "No, I really don't." And then I called my pastor. He was still alive, and pastor's wife. They my dad said, "Call them. They have records on everything." And they didn't have any records. And then one day I was traveling to go preach for my brother-in-law, Dr. Dave Smith, Yosemite Baptist Church. And I was in the back seat. My brother-in-law and sister were in the front, Jill, my twin sister. And she said, "Jack, remember when I got saved?" And I said, "No." And she said, "The night you got saved at home." And mother did not want to leave me. She said, "You're just doing this because Jack got saved." So one person on planet Earth remembered that day. Here's a good song. "I'm Saved." That's my testimony. Golden State Baptist College sings for us today, "And I'm Glad I'm Saved." 2 Peter 2.
"Once I was bound by the chains of my sin, no hope of pardon held captive within, but heaven paid the ransom through the Savior one day, and now I'm free, I'm saved, I'm saved."
Yes, I'm saved. My debt has been paid. The bloodline of royalty flows in my veins. Thank God I'm free, I'm saved.
Now I'm an heir to a mansion above, where forever I'll tell of His marvelous love. He changed me, forgave me that wonderful day, when He washed my sins away. I'm saved.
Yes, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
Yes, I'm saved. No longer a prisoner. My debt has been paid. The bloodline of royalty flows in my veins. Thank God I'm free. I'm saved by His power divine. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, I'm saved,
I'm saved,
yes I'm saved,
I'm saved,
yes I'm saved, no longer a prisoner, my debt has been paid, the bloodline of royalty flows in my veins, thank God I'm free, thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm free, I'm saved.
2 Peter 2:2. "And many shall follow their pernicious ways." This is speaking of whom? These false teachers. Don't you get weary of it, pastors? I do. People leave and go to another church, all types of churches, sometimes Baptist. Some even claim, "I'm independent fundamental Baptist." I wish you knew what you were getting. I wish you knew. I just can't call you up and say, "Hey, listen, I wouldn't put that person around some people. Better be careful." But the very fact that you didn't call me when they come to visit your church and you embrace them, and you're very foolish, Pat. You know, when someone visits this church from another good church, we call the pastor. And I do not want people from the surrounding areas leaving there to come here. No, no, no. No, you figure out whatever your problem is in that church and you work it out. You're going to be jumping churches all over the place. It scares me. I tell you what really scares me, when they come in, they're here one service, and, "Praise God, we love that. We're going to join the church tonight." You don't know enough about us yet. And I've never seen it work. I've been at this thing, at this church, this one church alone, 48 years. People get excited, join. I'm joining. They never last. I'm glad I'm talking about it. "Many shall follow their pernicious ways." They're sneaky, secretive, evil ways, by reason of whom the truth shall be evil spoken of. They really don't want the truth. They're frauds. And what do? Through covetousness and with feigned words make merchandise of you. I know all the time. I watch people leave here and they think they didn't control this pastor. That's so consequent. They're going to go see somebody they control, and they will flour you and butter you. And you watch, they'll come in and give some money, and they'll just be great. Folks, hey, you young pastors, wake up. So, well, I'll tell you what, they were not treated well at that church and they left. You got to be kidding me. Sometimes they've been with us 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, and more years. It took them 40 years to figure out how bad this place was? No, Pastor. You are setting yourself up, and they're going to make merchandise of you and merchandise of those that follow them. And many will follow. Not some, many. Who's now a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. I want to stop there. I'll finish it up because I want to get into these three illustrations next Monday that God gives us through Peter regarding these folks that are going to come in and ruin your church. Be careful. Paul, again, I know that after my departure, so grievous wolves come in amongst the flock, not sparing the flock. And also of your own selves shall men arise. Don't follow these voices. I've watched people have the same pastor for years, and then some new voice comes in and just grabs their heart. Whoo! You're foolish. I think of, undoubtedly, I know these, of Tom Malone all those years, Dr. Lee Robertson, all those years, Brother Raymond Hancock, all those years in his two great churches. I think of all the years at Bobby Robertson. And I'll tell you what, you always have snakes. And as I'm speaking, there's some of you at that area in Gospel Light, and you know of different ones through the years. I don't know them, but I guarantee it. They come. Why do you think there's so many churches all around Brother Bobby's church? You ever hear of offshoots? You see the church in your town? It's an offshoot. I grew up in a city of just our church. Then I remember that another church began, and then another church, but their members were out of our church. Didn't work, did it? Didn't work. We've got to be careful that you don't follow someone who's the new kid on the block that's going to drag you away from the house of God that's been so good to you and so good to your family. And then all of us say, well, he's a great preacher. She's a great singer. Well, they're a great people. They're going to be a big help to us. What's their track record? Check the track record. And if they've been bouncing around, they're going to bounce around a lot more, and there's always going to be a problem. And they're going to blame it on the church. They're going to blame it on fundamentalism. They're going to blame it. It's not good enough, or it's not strong enough. They need to take a stronger stand. You're crazy, folks. Be very careful. Father, I thank you for our listeners, and upon us now is Father's Day. And I pray that it would be a wonderful Father's Day. And I pray for our youth conference, please. God, may these dear friends of ours remember to pray for these youth meetings is my prayer beginning on Monday. Give us a weekend where we glorify and magnify and lift your name, the name above every name. In Jesus' name we ask this prayer. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.